Oh, shoot, Knoxville means a lot to me because not only am I familiar with what the Nationals are all about for these guys, this is their Daytona 500, but I had a chance, one of the highlights of my sprint car career was making it into the Knoxville Nationals one year. That's about as far as it went. It didn't go very well, but and I also drove for Bob Trossel here one time on a weekly event, which was such a treat, a lot of fun. So I wish I would have spent more time at Knoxville racing here because it's such a cool place, and I had a lot to learn. But making that Knoxville National, what was that, 89 or 90 or something like that? I don't know. It was way, way cool. So now I get to come here and just be in awe of the sprint cars of today, of Knoxville, and the great racing that's there. And of course, with Kick It, this program for us with our Kick It for Kids Cancer, it's been so well accepted by the sprint car community and in Knoxville, and being on Paul's car with Shane driving this weekend, winning the 360 Nationals 2 years in a row. I mean, it's just been such a treat. So this year, I after last year, I had so much fun. I said, all right, I'm going back next year, but I'm not going to just jump in there and watch the racing and take off. I want to spend some time. So we're going, we get to be here and be part of this go-kart event the whole night, spend the night and hang out with some of the guys in the pits and have a nice, easy trip to walk this line tomorrow.
With your busy schedule that you have, why is it so important to keep giving back to the community like you guys continue to do? All the NASCAR guys, especially you, do events like this on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think it's about balance. I think that most of us came from very simple beginnings and feel so fortunate to have made it as far as we have in the sport, in motorsports, and so you find something that's near and dear to your heart that you get passionate about, like you do going out and winning races, and that's how I am with pediatric cancer. And my first crew chief, Ray Evernham, his son was diagnosed with leukemia, and that's what really kind of got it all started. And now it's trying to find all as much spare time as I can to dedicate myself towards it. And we've been able to raise millions of dollars and a lot of awareness over the years. And this new program for us through Kick It is another fun way for us to do all those things, because we get to have the kickball tournament through the ball. It's more fans, competitors, sponsors, and it's really taken off. And so it's great to have an event that is fun and is for a great cause.
Jeff, you get to spend some time in the NASCARs and all that stuff, but what's it like getting down here, getting back kind of to your roots with the go-karts?
Well, I just saw Kenny Jacobs go by. I was worried enough about Kyle Larson. Now having Kenny Jacobs out there, me and him, we battled before, so I've never seen this place. I've never been here. The karts look cool, and I'm just looking forward to having some fun, but of course the competitiveness in me will come out as soon as I get out there, trying to figure it out so I don't get embarrassed as well. But I got to thank Tony Stewart. I know he's not here, and we're all bummed about what happened. He was instrumental in this whole program, the go-kart event, as well as Weld Wheels. I want to thank them, but also for really helping to organize him and Kendra Jacobs. Got to say so thank you to her for the whole kickball tournament happening here in Knoxville and growing the way that it has. I mean, we are just really happy and elated with the results that we've seen already this year, and the event hasn't even happened yet.
Are you surprised how the sprint car community has embraced the Kick It program so much?
Yes and no. You never know how a racing community or the fan base is going to, whether they're going to get behind something or whether they have their own cause that they choose to get behind. But I always know that the racing community in general, but especially the sprint car community, these are people with big hearts that love to do something for a good cause. I think my ties to sprint car racing, even though they go way back, and I don't drive sprint cars, often enough, or at all these days. But I think that ties into it somewhat. So I'm really appreciative of them supporting it, and it makes me really want to spread the word about sprint car racing even more than I already do, and it makes me want to get more involved with sprint cars. As well as with Kick It within sprint car racing. So I like it because it's rejuvenated my interest. Everywhere I go, now I'm looking for Dirt Vision or the cushion, trying to watch the races from my computer, if it's not on radio or TV.
Jeff, obviously this is dirt track country around here in Iowa, and with Tony's accidents recently, a lot of the national media has had their opinions on whether you should dirt track race or not. What's your opinion? What would you add to that?
Well, you have to live your life, and you have to live your life in a way that is meaningful and enjoyable to you. And I think that it's easy right now to argue some of those decisions for Tony, but you know what? I know how Tony is. And I doubt whether this will really change things for him. And I think it makes him even more of a, I can't say it right here. because he's a true racer, and he's out there doing what he loves. And I think people love him for that. I think it's one of the things that makes him such a great race car driver. And I hope this, he gets through this quickly and gets back out there, and because that's who Tony Stewart is, and there's very few race car drivers in general that can do what he does. Of course, this kid over my shoulder here, Kyle Larson's another one who is just a tremendous talent, and we need more guys like that in racing in general, and especially in NASCAR. And don't forget where they came from and still like to get back into it, but you have to be smart about it as well. And I think Tony is doing everything, putting himself in good equipment, safe equipment, and an unfortunate situation happened.
Would you ever consider getting back behind the wheel of a sprint car?
I've been saying for a long time I want to get behind the wheel. I don't want to go out there and compete, only because I'd embarrass myself. not because I would be afraid of getting hurt. It's really more of just I like to be competitive, and I know how you've got to spend the time behind the wheel. These cars have changed so much since I was racing them, but they're such awesome cars. How would you not want to drive one?
Got to end it right there.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks. Hey, Jeff, if you want to give me your stuff,
I'll take care of it.